today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio and this program, today's special, Salam and welcome to this program on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him. Dear Shia brothers and sisters, please accept our condolences on this mourning day. Please accept our deepest condolences on this sorrowful day. Today, Saturday, is the third of the month of Rajab, 1443, of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 16th of Bahman, 1400 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 5th of February, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We offer our condolences to all Shia brothers and sisters all around the world. Allahumma salli ala Imam al-Hadi, alayhi salam, suffered pressing misfortunes and distresses from the Abbasid tyrants. They spared no effort in oppressing and harming him. Al-Mutawakkil was the most spiteful towards Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him, from among all the Abbasid caliphs. He oppressed him too much. He moved the Imam from Medina to Samarra in Iraq and imposed on him house arrest and surrounded his house with policemen who watched even his breath. Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him, became a heavy burden on al-Mu'tamid, the Abbasid caliph, after he saw people talk about the virtues, knowledge, asceticism, and piety of the Imam and prefer him to all other Muslim ulama, scholars. He became angry and envious and spiteful against the Imam. His ill will led him to commit the worst crime in Islam. He inserted fatal poison to the Imam, who, after having the poison, kept to bed. The poison reached in all his body and he suffered intolerable pains. The Shia and the notables of the state visited him and all were covered with deep sorrow. Dear brothers and sisters, this program, today's special, offers its condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bainasta'in. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with the martyrdom anniversary of the 10th infallible Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. In the beginning, it must be indicated that among the valuable legacies we have inherited from the 10th infallible Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam, there are two ziyarat texts. Okay, one of them is Ziyarat Ghadiriyya. I mean, the ziyarat text that's expected to be recited on the day of Ghadir Khum. And it was the same ziyarat text that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam recited it by the tomb of the first infallible Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam in Najaf. And the other one is Ziyarat Jame Kabire. The Ziyarat Jame Kabire, in it, from the beginning up to the end, the praiseworthy qualifications of the infallible imams are highlighted. Both in the Ziyarat Ghadiriyya and in Ziyarat Jame Kabire, many important characteristics can be noticed. One of them is divine unicity, tawheed, then the philosophy of prophethood in order to rescue people from absolute and abysmal knowledge. And more importantly, the third one is that no human community may excel without the guardianship of an infallible imam. And the points and characteristics of imamate, and especially the imamate of the first infallible imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, is highlighted in all these ziyarat texts, okay, in every single phrase included in these ziyarat texts. Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was taken from Medina to Samarra because the leading Abbasid hegemony over there wanted to watch Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam's activities. And then Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam tried to train some people, some of the reliable people, as their own representatives or delegates in various cities. And by this way, and in this way, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam was paving the ground for Muslims, and specifically for the Shiite community, to get ready for the occultation of the 12th infallible imam, who was his grandson. Thank you.
Imam Hadi groomed many scholars from various lands and prepared them for the crucial period of the Ghaybah, or occultation of his grandson, the promised Mahdi, the last savior. May Allah hasten his reappearance. Things, however, changed with the seizure of the caliphate by the tyrant Mutawakkil, who was a bitter enemy of the Ahlul Bayt. Fearful of the popularity of Imam Hadi alayhi salam, he forced him to leave Medina and come to Samarra in Iraq. The Imam had no choice, but on the way he stopped in Baghdad, where huge congregations came out to greet him as the Prophet's heir. He also visited the tomb of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, in the city of Najaf in Iraq, and saluted him with a worthy salutations and ziyarah that is recited till this day by the faithfuls. A passage from this ziyarah reads, O Allah, bless your guardian, the custodian of your religion, the executor of justice after your prophet, Ali ibn Abi Talib, the commander of the true believers, the imam of the pious, the master of the guardians, the successor of your prophet over the whole people, his guardian in life and religion, the great truthful, the distinguisher between the halal and the haram, the supporter of Islam, the destroyer of idols, and the assistant and defender of religion. In Samarra, the caliph tried to ridicule the imam, but on every occasion he was overawed by the personality of the prophet's righteous heir and forced to show respect. On the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hadi, peace be upon him, we offer our condolences to all Shia brothers and sisters, to all Muslims all around the world.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim.
The continuation of this program today is a special under the title of Guiding the Deviant. Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him, cared much for guiding the deviants who digressed from the truth. From among those whom Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him, had guided was al-Hasan al-Basri, who was a Waqifit from the sect of Waqifiyah. Once Imam al-Hadi met him and said to him, "Until when is this slumber? Is it not yet time for you to awake?" These words affected him deeply, and so he turned back to the truth and guidance. Imam al-Hadi warned his companions and all Muslims from associating and mixing with Sufis because they were a source of error and deviation to people. They affected asceticism to seduce simple and naive people. Imam Hadi turned towards his companions and said to them, "Do not pay attention to these deceivers, for they are allies of the devils and destroyers of the basis of religion. They become ascetic to relieve their bodies and watch to herd cattle. They do not practice rites except to deceive people and do not decrease food except to cheat the foolish. Their worship is but dancing and clapping, and their praises are but singing."
This story of Umar ibn al-Faraj is very interesting. There were two brothers. One was Umar ibn al-Faraj, the other one was Muhammad ibn al-Faraj. One of them was the closest companion of the Imam, and this Umar was the worst enemy of the Imam. Two brothers in the same family. And this Umar ibn al-Faraj was actually the minister of dirty jobs, I call it. Whatever dirty job the caliph wanted to do, he assigned it to this Umar ibn al-Faraj. Go and do this, go kill this person. Now, he's come on this Umar ibn al-Faraj and said, "You go to Medina, find a teacher. A teacher which has animosity towards Ali and Ahlul Bayt. And put Ali ibn Muhammad, al-Hadi alayhi salam, under his care. No one should see them. No one should visit him. And that's why for a few years, there is no news of Imam al-Hadi. He took him to a village and started to teach him there until the demise of someone would change the whole situation." Umar ibn al-Faraj went to Medina and went to the ruler of Medina and said, "This is my assignment by caliph. I want someone who's very knowledgeable, but very antagonistic to Ahlul Bayt." He said, "We have a right man here." There was a man called Junaidi. He is respected by all scholars in literature, in Quran, in everything. And he is one of the worst enemies of Bani Hashim and Ahlul Bayt. So he started. This hadith is reported by a man called Muhammad ibn Ja'far, who was actually following the fate of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. He says that after a while, almost a year, there was no news of Imam al-Hadi. And once I saw this Junaidi in Medina, I went close to him and said, "How is this boy doing?" Didn't want to show that he has some sort of affiliation with Shias and Imams. I asked him, "How is this boy doing?" He said, "You call him boy, I call him Sheikh. Because I didn't think that anyone in the world knows the Arabic literature better than me. But whenever I start to teach him one chapter of literature, he gives me 1,000 concepts of that chapter, which I'm just dazzled and amazed. How does he know this?" And when he wants to come into the room so that I teach him, I stop him and I say, "You recite your Quran first and then come in." You know, he was a boy of 7 years old. And he tells me, "Which surah you want me to recite?" And I tell him one of the long surahs. And he recites it with the most correct recitation. He said, "Okay, good for you." And then he disappeared. And next year I saw him again and I said, "How's the boy doing, this Hashimi boy? How is he doing?" He became angry. And he told me, "You are insulting him. He's not a boy. He's a teacher. He's an ustaz. And I am his student now." And then he became one of the followers of Ahlul Bayt. That's very interesting.
Ya Abul Hasan, أيها الهادي النبي يا ابن رسول الله يا حجة الله على خلقه.
That was all for today's special. Our time is over now. We express our condolences on the martyrdom anniversary of Imam al-Hadi, peace be upon him. We leave you in Allah's protection.
يا وجيها عند الله اشفع لنا